This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. A bill to legalize betting on professional and college sports in Louisiana started advancing in the Senate Tuesday.
It's not a big money maker, but if we don't do it, it puts us at a distinct disadvantage.
Senator Danny Martini estimates sports betting could bring in between $40 to $60 million a year. But more importantly, he says, people would no longer have to drive to Mississippi and Arkansas to spend their money. Both states have already legalized sports betting in their casinos. While the bill cleared a Senate Judiciary Committee, members focused in on one aspect of the measure, mobile gaming.
The future of sports betting is in mobile gaming.
Mobile gaming allows bets to be placed through an app. In Martini's bill, mobile bets would only be allowed on the casino floor. But in Mississippi, you can place a bet on a football game from your hotel room or the pool, meaning more bets and money can be made. Martini is concerned broadening the mobile gaming area would jeopardize the bill. Opponents worry mobile gaming will make it easier for compulsive gamblers or even teenagers to place bets. David Cranford is the pastor at First Baptist Church of Ponchatoula.
It's time for us to do better than financing our state on the back of a vice.
Senator Karen Carter-Peterson was the lone vote against the bill. Peterson, who recently came forward with her own gambling addiction, says 90% of people can gamble in a responsible way.
But for those that can't, they can't be ignored. And I have not heard enough from you at the table who are involved in the industry to make sure that that 10% is covered.
As it stands now, a portion of the revenue would go to treatment for compulsive gambling, and the vast majority dedicated to early childhood education. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.